Welcome back to Words Accompanied by the Spirit. This is episode 191 entitled Empathy and Mindfulness. I have a couple of things that I want to discuss with you. One is the seriousness of empathy. I recently cared for a total care patient severely contracted in all of his extremities. He expressed his thankfulness and grievances about his treatment at the facility he resided in. Patient care must be thoughtful and heartfelt. But as a human, the flesh can rise up in a situation. As we cared for him, he began to ask us to do more and more. We were literally in his room for approximately 2 hours. In my mind, I started to speak to the Lord, expressing my displeasure at how this man had seemingly become oblivious to the fact that we had others to care for, as he became more specific with his requests. Thinking that he should not behave this way because I know the nature of man. One that would allow you to sit in your urine and feces for hours and worse. The specific reason why this patient felt the need to make his petitions known. Not knowing when he would receive this level of attentiveness again. People are easily offended. We start to feel as if you are being bossy, disregarding our feelings, treating us as if it is your right that we are at your beck and call. Now, don't get me wrong, because our Creator knows our hearts. It is evil and despicable. Yet still, He allows me to vent. Even being frustrated at the entitlement of some people. But this time was different. This patient had not received this level of care, prompting him to ask for more and more. He just got lost in it. But because of the varying acuity levels, we must have a higher ability to manage our time. This is an excuse when we negate to minister to others holistically and with compassion. To be truthful, I was becoming impatient, starting to feel drained in that moment. I felt as if he had become self-absorbed, disregarding the extent and our feelings. Understand that what I do is of the utmost importance, being fully ordained by God. Heed the correlation. Just as when Jesus was not welcomed in Samaria at the time when he was to go to Jerusalem to be crucified. When his disciples James and John saw this, they said, "Lord, do you want us to command fire to come down from heaven and destroy them?" But he turned and rebuked them, and he said, "You do not know what kind of spirit you are." Luke chapter 9, verses 54 to 55 of the Amplified Version. The Lord spoke directly to my spirit. He cannot move. When he said that, I knew that there was nothing else I could say at that moment that would justify my thoughts and behaviors in the eyes of the Holy Spirit. I was treading into dangerous territory. My God was not pleased. So if you read or listen to this, understand and appreciate his correction. The tone of the voice of the Spirit was loud and clear. It was plain to me that the conversation had ended. We must understand how easy it is to allow unclean spirits to enter into and manifest in our lives. I definitely should know better, because these same spirits are always manifesting in those around me. But this time, even as in other times, in me. To the point where I was so close to becoming belligerent, angry, and hostile. This is not a good look. It is when the attacks are unceasing, from peers, family, co-workers, and strangers. The barrage of assaults had me questioning why this was happening. The Holy Spirit revealed to me that I was looking at it all wrong, from a point of blaming and being angry with others. So when I stopped and asked him what I was doing wrong, it became clear. These spirits were attacking and manipulating me because I was allowing it. I needed to look inward and focus. This form of witchcraft had me so easily offended and focused on those whom I can't nor won't attempt to control, lest I also be found guilty of necromancy. In reality, these are distractions. Jesus warned me that I was neglecting my spiritual protection and what some call mindfulness. Remember, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of the world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Did you get that? And watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18 of the King James Version. My second focus is to warn you that to stay in the presence of God, you have to be present with God. I have and will delve deeper into this issue, but I am going to give you a few scriptures that show the importance of this truth. Number one, placed in the book of Genesis, meaning origin, for a reason. But Lot's wife from behind him, meaning she was dragging her feet, foolishly, longingly looked back towards Sodom in an act of disobedience, and she became a pillar of salt. Genesis chapter 19, verse 26 of the Amplified Version. Number 2, he said to another, "Follow me, accepting me as your master and teacher." But he said, "Lord, allow me first to go and bury my father." But he said to him, "Allow the spiritually dead to bury their own dead. But as for you, go and spread the news about the kingdom of God." Luke chapter 9, verses 59 to 60 of the Amplified Version. And number 3, another also said, "I will follow you, Lord, as your disciple, but first let me say goodbye to those at my home." But Jesus said to him, "No one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back to the things left behind is fit for the kingdom of God." Luke chapter 9, verses 61 to 62 of the Amplified Version. What all three had in common was that they were disloyal, unfaithful, and uncommitted. So know this, right before Jesus advised that we take no thought for tomorrow or distractions, he warns us, "No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to one and despise the other." You cannot serve God and mammon, money, possessions, fame, status, or whatever is valued more than the Lord. This includes people. Matthew chapter 6, verse 24 of the Amplified Version. Always coming from a place of love and in truth. And again, I humbly offer you some additional resources as the Lord is bringing them to me, as this prophet has described, given to her from God, so that you may prepare for what is to come. Click the link below. "The end times are upon us, and because of my love for the Lord and my family and for you, and the great sorrow that I feel as I see those around me walking in oblivious darkness, I feel compelled to provide Celestial's teachings to you." The links are referenced but inactive on the vlogs, but are available on the blog/podcast pages of my site at benevolentwoman.com. Please visit Celestial's site, the Master's Voice Prophecy blog. Thank you again.